We're going to start on the bottom of page Pesayin. We'll get back to Yisrei soon. Now this is, as you know, Tavshin Mem Hei, 1985, which is the year of my mother, and we're doing with Hashem's help, from Yitzchak Kislev to Yitzchak Kislev now.
Wow.
And it's a hemshech, sort of. It's a continuation. Because if you were here last Friday or Thursday, and the one before, the Basi Lagani, and the Maimer of the Shalach had at its heart, at its kernel, the concept of Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means Hashem hides. So in the Basi Lagani, Tzimtzum meant Hashem hides and hides and hides and hides and hides, so you could meet Him Himself. In the previous Maimer, it was a Maimer of Tu B'Shvat, right? We learned it last Friday. The Nekuda was Hashem hides and hides and hides and hides and hides and hides, so there should be a space for us to be, what's the lashon from the Magid, whatever the case is, that we should be able to be miyached ourselves in Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malmata Lamayla. The whole Nekuda that Maimed is Rosh Hashanah means Hashem is mitzamtzim. The last Rosh Hashanah means the greatest tzimtzum. Why all the tzimtzumim? Ushpeyotim miyached in Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malmata Lamayla. So we have two maimorim that talk about the need for tzimtzum. One maimor was that by Hashem concealing, you're able to meet the Eibishter Himself. And the other maimor was that by the Eibishter concealing, it allows for us to have a space in complete Helam Ba'Esther, so that we should be able to become partners with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yachadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here is a third maimor, which continues that theme. And we are going to start from Sif Beis. He says, Yesh lahagdam tchilu bir hachidish b'matan Torah, where I made my aleph on the margin. Page Pesayin. Yesh lahagdam tchilu bir hachidish b'matan Torah. You must preface first, explaining what is special matan Torah. Shebeshvil zeh yitzarach liyaskei d'minyin edos Yisrei, which required that first Yisrei should concede, as the Rebbe said in the first paragraph, which I skipped. Delachid, it says the Rebbe, the question becomes, Inyin ha-teira, the idea of teira kvar hoya be'elam, lifnei matan teira, teira existed in the world before the teira was given. What does it mean that the teira was already in the world before the teira was given? The simple meaning is, it existed. The deeper meaning is, it existed in the world. Teira, as it exists not in the world, of course teira exists. But Teira, as it exists in the world, even that Madrega of Teira existed before the world, before Matan Teira. Kibiyat, Samat Teira, Teira in its essence, Yesh lo keshe, v'shalichas aleilam, as the connection to the world. Kemaimir, all of us know what it says in the Bamitzvah Maimir. Apayim shana kodma Teira li'elam, the world is 2,000, Teira is 2,000 years before the world. Now 2,000 years is a relativism. It doesn't say Teira is before the world. It says Teira is 2,000 years before the world. The simple fact that we say it's before the world is a raya that has a connection to the world. Because if the Torah had no connection to the world, you couldn't even refer to it as before the world. It's before. Five lines from the bottom of page Pesayin. We don't simply say Torah is before the world. We say it's 2,000 years. The precedence is in a context of time. So there's three concepts here. There's Torah that has no connection to the world. There's Torah that by saying it's before the world, you're indirectly linking it to the world. And there's Torah which is before the world for a measured amount of time, which is even closer to the world. So we see that before Matan Torah and before creation, not only was there a Torah, but there was a Torah that was Kodma Le'elam, and Kodma Le'elam in the Bechin of Zman. You know, there's a whole discussion in the Rebbe's letters that before the creation there was no time, but there was something called Seder Zman, the order of time, which is essentially how Zman is in Atzilus. And Kodma Le'elam, Apayim Shana, goes on that. But the Rebbe says, mystically, that's a very high level. But if you look at it from the perspective of the Eibishter, that's already Olam. As a connection directly to the world. Shadeh Meire Yesu, which indicates even more, Shiash Lerach V'Shaiches Ela'elam, as a relativism and a relationship with the world. And all of this is true before the actual creation. Teda before creation was already a Teda connected to the world. And then the Rebbe says three lines from the bottom of page Peizayin ve'ed zeis, and there's something more. The neis of Amasher gam mikedem lifnei abri hoisat teira shechas lam kanal. Before creation, they had a relationship with the world. Now that's no big deal. Why not? There were no people. There were no yetzaharis. There were no klipis. There was just theory. So in that realm, the teira shachas teilums says the Rebbe vaitev el ed zeis. Moreover, shachakach, even once there was a world. There was already learning of Teda, and the Rebbe adds the word bepeil. Actually, gam lefnei matan Teda for Teda was given. Okay, the east the big Rabbah says in Medrash. Turn to page Pei Ches now. Eating in lima da Teda say the ibur. Kvar ho yeis l'other Medrashim. Other Medrashim learned Teda, and other Medrashim learning Teda. Man, he knew the secrets of creation. Other Medrashim was a smart man. You know what smart means? That if Albert Einstein would have met other Medrashim, other Medrashim would have said, "Teach this person how to talk." I mean, the Chochm, Shalei Be'erech, the Chochm of the biggest geniuses that people ever knew in history. And he had access, Baruch HaKodesh, the Chochm, including Chochm's secrets, Chochm Seideiba, and such thing. Vahu, Masad, Inyan Zel, Dele Shalach, he taught it to subsequent generations. So Teda existed before the world, and it existed in the age before Matan Teda. You know what the age before Matan Teda was? It was an extreme world. The great were very great, and the evil were terribly evil. The Groyser, who are the personalities that you talk about? Adam, Shais, Chanoich, Mr. Shelach, Noach. These were Neshamas, Ovar Aleim Apargen. Their Neshamas came into this world not like Atzilus, like Keser. But they were not Adam. But Adam was a mensch. They were mamish like spirits, phantoms. Get lechem. And of course, the Chochm was Ligvul, understood all of this Teira. So there was Teira in the world. And the Rebbe continues in his study, Beprotius, more specifically, Yidden learn Teira. In other words, not just humanity. And which human beings? Human beings that are, so to speak, higher than humanity. That's why they had access to Teira, but specifically Yidden. And you know what Yidden means? People. Nishkamalach. Thank you very much. The Gemara says, skip the parenthesis. Shavram, Zakam Yeshu be Yeshiva. Avram was a sage and he learned Teira in a yeshiva. Yitzchak, Zakam Yeshu be Yeshiva. Chol Yitzchak was an old man, learned Teira in a yeshiva. Yankiv Zakam Yeshu Bishiva, that means they learned Teda sitting down on the ground. And then it says Vaita, Ume Elam Le Parsh Yeshiva, Miave Sainafil Mitzrayim, Yidna Teda in Mitzray. The Aldera was then accordingly, Ho Yoyan Limuda Teda, it's Amram. Amram, remember, was a Levi. And Amram was the leader of the Jewish nation after Kahas, after Levi. Consequently, he was also the Rosh Yeshiva in Mitzray. Sharin Stava, Mitzrayim, Bitsi, the Seder, that's brought in Sforim. The Yidin Mitzrayim got additional mitzvahs. But he divides Meisha Rabbeinu's learning Teda into three things. Number one, he learned Teda as a son of Amram. Number two, Gam Betur Manig Yisrael, he learned Teda as a Jewish leader, but before he released us, before he became the leader of Bepeil. Va'ad, moreover, his learning of Teda Hoya, Leirak Shivim Shon, he didn't learn Teda only for 7 years, Elagam Bebchinazim Gvuris. Shmeinim Shana, he learned Teda for 8 years. Shadi Bishas, Matan Teda, when the Teda was given, Shmeinim Shana, Meisha was 80. Kum Tachos, Moshe had Teda as Bnei Shel Amram. Moshe had Teda as Manig Yisrael before he gave the Teda to Yidden. And Meisha Rabbeinu had Teda that the Ebeshe gave us at Matan Teda. Drei Madregis. Freg de Rebvim Kein De Rishbiya, the question becomes, Mahu Achidish of Matan Teda? What is novel about the gift of the Teda? Yisrei that required Yisrei to come along and to conceive. The Zayar says, no Yisrei, no Matan Teira. Pavos, they had a Teira before, and so forth and so on. And the Rebbe answers in the second paragraph on page Peches, ah, inyin hu. The answer is as follows. In Yadu, everybody knows, there brings the classic idea. Before the Teira was given, there was a divide, a decree. Those above cannot descend low. Those below cannot ascend high. When Teda was given, Hashem broke the decree and says, now what's the Pashta Pshat? The Pashta Pshat is, God was here and we were here, and God said, you can't mix. You want God, go up. You want world, stay where you are. But the fusion of the two couldn't be. Matan Teda says, okay, I'll live in your apartment also. But Chassidus said that that's not the Pshat. Why not? Because if the Eibishter could live in her house, he would live there. Why do you think there was a Gezeira before Matan Teira? Because it was impossible to bring together Yerim Tachteinim. How could you be together? Gilia Lakus and Helen Behested. Matan Torah wasn't simply permitting what had been prohibited. It was adding something new that facilitated the bringing together of opposites. Bitlag there doesn't mean it says, okay, now I let. Yesterday I didn't, now I do. Something was added into the mix that took away the constraints called Elyon and Tachton. Why was there a Gezeirah? Because it was natural. If you live in Atzilus, you're not Nasiya. If you live in Nasiya, you're not Natsilus. You can't bring those two together. The Bitlag Gezeirah wasn't simply a take down the signs. You know, you may press trespass. The Bitlag Gezeirah was a new koyach, was brought into the scheme that Pasha changed the reality. And by changing the reality, the Gezeirah became bottle. Now you can bring together Atzilus and Nasiya because there's a koyach that allows for that kind of fusion. V'taham adava, the reason is, lifnei matan Torah hayraki in agiluyim. Before Torah was given, we had the light of the Torah. K'meisha kalsa v'Torah eir. And the light of the Torah cannot be in a world that's definition is darkness. It's simple common sense. It says the Rebbe v'achidosh the matan Torah. What happened? The Eibusha gave us the Torah. Shenim shecha etzem. It revealed the so-called essence. Shalamayelam yin agiluyim, which is higher than the so-called revelations. In other words, bechinath, the level of yoshes, Hashem places, choyshech, in darkness, sisse, his mystery and his secret. Ad, how great a mystery and secret is hidden in darkness. Latzmus and musi is barach kvayachal, the Eibishter himself, so to speak. And what happened at Matan Torah, what did he broke a decree? He gave us more. And by giving more, the decree broke itself. What was the more? The more is that the highest godliness is dafke in the darkness. Once you say the highest godliness in the darkness, there's no world more qualified for godliness than the world of darkness. So the Bitlag Zedah wasn't a technical thing. It wasn't, I need a permit. It was a new koyach that allows for the bridging of Elyon and Tachton. Now, remember what we started with. We're in the middle of a hemshach about Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum fits right into this idea. The Bitlag Zedah was not permission. The Bitlag Zedah was a koyach of Atzmus that shows itself dafke in choyshech. Let's read the next paragraph. Ubir ha'inyin, the pshat. Let's go back to what we said in the Maimer before, which is a Maimer about Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, and the Maimer before that, which was Basi le'gani. I'm skipping the parenthesis. Let's go say that the beginning of the chain reaction of worlds was Tzimtzum. And then the Chidushim of the Maimer of Tavshin Mem Hei, the Rebbe adds that the Tzimtzum is not only an Ein Sof, that before there was Ein Sof, Gilui Ein Sof. And there couldn't be a world. So as the Yeruv did himself for there to be a world, so as it have an open, it goes much, much higher than that. Shagam, he'esh lifnei atzimtzum, also the life prior to the tzimtzum. Hine, b'shvile, to accommodate creation and teira, ho'yetzarach li'ez gam ge'inyin atzimtzum, there was tzimtzums before the tzimtzum. V'achagam, ha'inyin achir, ishin b'yad lach li'atzim husim husi yizbarach v'yach. The very first step, that's no longer atzim husim hus. Parenthesis. To whatever extent you can speak of something being second, I told you this once before. I made a sheet of Seder Ishtalshlus. And at that point, Rabbi Yael Khan was teaching the Bachem. So I asked the Bachem to show Rabbi Yael my sheet. So what I put on top of the sheet? The Eibishter. And that was levels. And Rabbi Yael laughed. The Eibishter from Madrege. There's Gilead of Ein Sof, there's Helm of Ein Sof, there's Etzel of Ein Sof, there's Yecheles, my Atzmus. Okay, next level. The Eibishter Madrege. The Eibishter doesn't belong on a map. The Eibishter is the map, or isn't the map, but he's not part of a map. Other the Gans are the Ganesh, but not, you know. Says the Rebbe, whatever you can say, Legabi Atzmus, is also Tzimtzus. Before creation, there was Eibishter and Ishmael. And the whole Vart in this Maimed is we don't necessarily mean Tzimtzum Rishon. We mean the first Tzimtzum, way, way, way before Tzimtzum Rishon is HaYehu Ushmei Bovad. The Gam Kedei Sheyeh Inyin Hu Ushmei Bovad, in order that there should be a possibility for there being something other than the Eivishter. Even the very highest level, Tzarech Liyesat Tzimtzum, there must be Tzimtzum. Now how do we see Tzimtzum B'Pashtos? A concealment. How do we see Tzimtzum in concealment? To hide what's more, to have what's less, says the Rebbe, that's one perspective. But the other perspective is, you want the hiddenness. Why? Because Yashas Cheshach Sisrei, when you have the hiddenness, you have the Yebishter himself. You know, we had a Maimir. I gave a Shia last night. So we talked about that terrible, terrible topic that you can never get your way in and out of. Free will. And I mentioned the Sikh in Chelik Hei, where the Rebbe says that free will is only the Gabi Teir Mitzvahs and the Gabi Avedas. So one of the people told me, so when you're doing an Aveda, it's Pashkocha Pratas. The Rebbe says, that's Sikh. It's Pashkocha Pratas. I said, yeah. How would they be Mashkiach Pashkocha Pratas that you using free will? I was on the way to another shiur. I was walking to my car, the car that was taking me to my next shiur. So I mumbled to him as I was walking away, the Maimer Basi Lagani that you remember. The Kech HaHelem. The Rebbe has a whole Sikh and Maimer, a Moedin the Katif and Maimer, where he explains how the Eibishter is involved in Avedas. Not Chas V'Shalom makes you an Aveda. He allows, he creates the space. The Kech HaHelem, this is the Eibishter himself. And of course, the point is that this Kech HaHelem, which reveals the Eibishter himself, which allows for an Aveda, will bring to Tshuva, and then it'll be Megala the Helem of the Eibishter himself. In other words, this Maimer is describing Tzimtzumim for the sake of Seder Ishtalshalos. But the point of the Maimer is not to say, okay, Hashem hides, there should be Seder Ishtalshalos. No. The Eibishter hides, there should be Seder Ishtalshalos. But the most important thing in that process is the hiding itself. Because in the hiding is Eibishter. In the light is entertainment. Is Giluyim. Is secondary in Yonim. In the hiding is Atzmos Amos. There's levels upon levels upon levels upon levels. And there's hiding after hiding after hiding. You understand that all that hiding is getting you closer to the truth. Not farther from the truth. In terms of experience, you're farther from the truth. But in terms of the hiding itself, thus is Atzmus. So the Rebbe says, when the Eibishter gave us a Teira, it revealed Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Now what's the Pashat HaTaych of these words? The Pashat HaTaych of these words, it reveals the lights of Lifnei HaTzimtzum. Says the Rebbe, but that's only the beginning of it. Add, what is the real Yilmat Teira? L'b'chinat Yashat Cheshech. There was all kinds of, concealments. Concealment after concealment after concealment. And all of it's in this Maimed, On the next page, the Rebbe brings the idea that Kriyas Yamsuf removed all the concealments, revealed high. There was no more concealments. The light was revealed, 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 revealed. Says the Rebbe, but all of those revelations are not what really happened at Matan Teda. What really happened at Matan Teda, in addition to Abish showing us all the lights, he showed us the godliness of the darkness itself. And that's the meaning of these next words. Va'ad lebechinas yoshet cheshach sisrei. The godliness of the Tzimtzum itself. Ve'ashleimar. That Matan Teda was an event of the giving of the Teda. A Teda we already possessed. But the Teda we possessed until that point was only the Gilui. What's such the Gilui? If there's no Tzimtzum, you see light. If there's no Tzimtzum, you see more light. If there's no Tzimtzum, you see even more light. So by Matan Teda, we got all those lights. But we also got the Tzimtzum itself. And that's the Atzmus. And that Atzmus allows for light and darkness to come together. Bittul HaGzeira. V'yayash Leim, it says, the Rebbe, it says in Sidr, Geilil Eir, Hashem removes light. Ibn Cheshech, the Tzimtzum is very strong. V'cheshech, and Hashem removes dark, is made because the light is very strong. The Pshat is Azot. Most places in Chassidus bring them. By the way, this Teira is brought to my Morich Chassidus, B'shem Reb Zalman Zezmer, Machlerem Zachosid. The only time a Maimer brings a quote from a Chosid, a Pshat in Pashtin Kabbalah, Reb Zalman Zezmer says Pshat. Gelen Seishu Lefnei Ad Tzimtzum, Epnei Cheshech Ad Tzimtzum. Hashem removes the Eretz before the Tzimtzum, there should be Tzimtzum Edition. V'cheshech Ad Tzimtzum, Epnei Ad Akav, and the Eir Akav is even stronger than the Elikim of Cheshech Ad Tzimtzum. So the Pashtin Pshat is, there was light, and the Tzimtzum Edition was stronger than that light and blocked it out. The Kav was even stronger than the Edition and brought the light back. That's not the Pshat. Hello, yes, okay. Now, I want to offer a new Pshat that Reb Zalman Zezmer didn't say. The Geilel En Mipnei Cheshech, the idea of removing light for the sake of darkness. Does it mean a darkness which conceals light? No. A darkness that reveals darkness. Not a darkness that conceals light. Not a darkness that allows there to be a lesser light. A darkness that reveals the godliness of darkness itself. The bringing forward of light is mechinas hacheshech. It's the idea of godliness shalomayla meyed higher than erbech. And it's hacheshech sisha. I want you to know there's a mind from the erbech of Dalat Eves. Toshin Yud Gimel. I didn't teach it to you, but I taught it to some other people. Where the Rebbe asked Akasha, Zer Hashver Akasha, how could it be that after the Tzimtzum Arishon, we should be able to reveal in the Makam HaChol all the Yubadrei Gzeveri Tzav? The Ibisha created a world, and he's hidden. Ultimately, in this space, is going to reveal all the Madrigas of Ein Sof, right? Everything that seems to be Ishmael will be brought back, and then more. So I don't understand. So the world is going to disappear. The world is going to plot. There's all kinds of Hasbeidim, Chassidus, that don't add up. So the Rebbe says, Chashteinisht. Bottom line is, you bring back light into the darkness, darkness is gone. So the Rebbe says, you're forgetting something. The Ibisha removed all the light, yeah? What happened now? There was a Gili of Atzmus Amos. The darkness is the Eivishter. Now when you're bringing the light back, it's a whole new situation. This is a world whose first presence is the Eivishter. The Eivishter will see to it that the Eivishter can be revealed. In other words, the Tzimtzum Arishin is not to reveal a lesser light. Tzimtzum Arishin is first of all to reveal the godliness of Choshech, and that's the voice of this Basi Ladani. Because in Choshech you have the Eivishter himself. Then when you bring light back, that light is going to have the koyach that Choshech gives to be mechaber hofchim, to make a combination of dira le'yizbara patachteinim, bita lagzeira, and all so forth and so on. So if you want to understand, the Torah existed before the world, whatever, before the world, 2,000 years before the world, Adam Rishon, the Avos, Amram, Mesha, and so forth. But it was all light. Light and darkness diminished. This world is darkness, light is light, the gzeira. When the Eibish reveals Matan Torah, he gave us the Cheshech himself. In other words, he removed all the Tzimtzumim to reveal the highest lights. But he removed all the Tzimtzumim and revealed all the highest lights, but he also revealed the godliness of darkness. And the godliness of darkness doesn't know any conflict. And therefore, Yavdu Mechabed Aliyah Netacht. This is the Higoyin of the Maimon. This is the Lomdis of the Maimon. This is the part of the Maimon that Yeshiva Bachamana learned. The rest is decoration. This, you know, push to mention. Fuck it. I'm saying it sarcastically. This is the svara of the Maimon. Now listen to the Maimon itself. Beginning, please. Go back to page. Pezayin. And you're welcome to speak, or at least breathe. It may get them. Vayishma Yisrei Kehin Midyon Chesin Meish. Yisrei heard. He was the priest of Midyon. Eith kol asher asa lakim. Everything the Ibisha did. Lameish al Yisrael Kameish and the Yidin Ame. His people. And of course, this pasuk is very weird. What did he hear? He heard everything the Eibishter did, and that they took Yidin Mitzrayim. Of course, what did he hear? It's two separate things: that Hashem took Yidin Mitzrayim, and that He did something for Yidin, and that Yisrael heard. And Rashi says, "Mashmu Hashem Oba." What did Yisrael hear that brought him into the desert? Kriyas Yamsuf. And Tzarech LaHave Ma in Kriyas Yamsuf Lakan. What does it mean? He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. And then the Rebbe asks a bunch of kashas. He's called Kohen Midyan, the priest of Midyan. Bad thing. Chosen Moshe, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Good thing. Higher than Moshe. How do you put those two things together? Bad, bad, good, good, good. Stimmt nicht. Why could you call the same man Kohen Midyan, which makes him a Rosh HaMerusha, Chosen Moshe, which makes him holy to the holiest tzaddik, and you put him side by side? Poor guy. Identity crisis. And then he divides it up. He brings a maimon. Vayishma Yisrei means Yisrei heard. There's one thing. Eith kol asher asa lakim lameish Yisrael is a second thing. Kehetzi avayis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim is a third thing. It's three different inyanim, and the Maimon wants to understand what these three things are. And the last question is that it says in Zayah that if Yisrei doesn't show up, there's no Matan Torah. Why not? It's a Zayah. It's a famous, famous Zayah. Why? Because Yisrei represents Chochma v'Yom Hazeh. Chochma of Klipa. And until Chochma of Klipa bows to Chochma of Kedusha, there can't be a Matan Torah. The Rebbe asks all of these questions. Why do you have to mention Kriyas Yamsuf? Why are you simultaneously calling Yisrei such a bad guy, Kayan Midyan, and such a good guy, Chesem Meshe? And what are the three things? Vayishma Yisrei, Kol Asher Asher L'Kilm Yisrael L'Meshe Ame, and by the way, he mentions Yisrael L'Meshe separate, and Hoyitet Nesol Mimitzrayim. And lastly, why does the Zeya say that if Yisrei doesn't come, there's no Matan Torah? Those are the questions of the Maimon. Turn to page Peitas. Top of the page. V'apiyak damazu, the answer is, what did we just explain? We just explained that there is a concept of the godliness of darkness itself, right? We just explained that there's a concept of the godliness of darkness itself, and that Matan Torah means at the Eibish, he didn't stop give us the Oyer HaTeira. He gave us the Cheshech HaTeira. Says Rebbe, when you add that little piece to the puzzle, get it up, Alakashas. Teira existed before, but Teira, which is light, Light's a good thing, but light and darkness cannot stim. Gzeire. At Matan Teiru, we got the Teiru of darkness, the godless darkness itself. This is a gift from the Eivish, it's a new Chiddush, and therefore automatically there's no Gzeire. The Rebbe Shachid is the Matan Teira Hoya. What happened to Matan Teira that was so novel? It was Giloy Bechinas. It revealed that category of Yashes, Chesh, Hashem places in darkness, sister, his mystery and his secret. And if you understand that the whole Chiddush of Matan Teira was the godliness of darkness, you understand Yuvan Gam. You understand the need, Mashalifnei Matan Teira, before God Almighty would give us the Teira. And in the gift of the Teira, he would give us the godliness of darkness. It was necessary to have Yisrael's concession. Why? Because Yisrael represented darkness. He makes it as impossible to see. I saw. This is in Kehelis. There's an advantage of wisdom over foolishness. As the advantage of darkness, light over darkness. A pasuk. Right? As I say to you, I like money better than destruction. Destruction is not good. Money is good. Really? You are a genius. Light is the dark. Intelligence is better than foolishness. Really? Yeah. It's so much better, like light is better than darkness. Thank you for your wisdom. Now you tell me who needs to be told that. The smartest man who ever lived tells you, by the way, it's better to be smart than to be a fool. The Chnarish. Right? So the Rebbe says the famous pshat. You gain greater appreciation of the light when you have darkness. Not light is better than darkness. The darkness intensifies the experience of the light. When you clarify what the darkness was, you have an advantage in light. Now, how do you clarify darkness? How do you clean up darkness?
Bring in light.
You put the light on, but that's not cleaning it up. That's pushing it out.
Pushing it away.
Why? Because there's no such thing. But there's a different concept. Sometimes darkness is not just a lack of light. Sometimes darkness is a menacing opposition. And the Rebbe explains. There is a notion of wisdom versus foolishness. Only when you have foolishness, nasa yisin baz chokhmah, have greater advantage in wisdom. And again, the question becomes. So the Rebbe says, of course, you must understand that the meaning of the word foolishness here, we cannot say that foolishness means a lack of intelligence. He has Maika Mashmalon. Of course! And the same is true. Light and darkness, of course, light is advantageous of darkness. What's the big deal? When you say wisdom versus foolishness and light versus darkness, you mean. You mean something very, very intelligent. It's only foolish when compared to Chochmas HaTorah. As it's explained in the Maimer of Ayin Beit, Sichlos goes on Klipa. V'nikra Sichlos, it's called foolishness because relative to Kedusha, Chochmas HaTorah is Klipa. In other words, we're not dealing with foolishness. We're dealing with genius. Go'oinus. But it's a go'oinus of Klipa. What does the Gaonus of Klipa mean? All the wisdom in the world that doesn't point at God, but at itself. That's all. What's wrong with mathematics? Why is mathematics called Chochmas Chitzonius, Klipa? You need a heter to learn it, because otherwise you're Matamach Habacha Benefesh, and so forth. Why? What's wrong with mathematics? Where's the Apocorsus in mathematics? The answer is, in mathematics there's no representation of the Eibishter. There's no room. Shaka Platz. The very fact that there's no room for the Eibishter, even though the Chochmah is, in terms of its argument, completely benign. I'm not arguing for, I'm not arguing, I'm telling you my Chochmah. If there's a Chochmah where the Eibishter does not shine through, it's a Klipa, it's a Sichlos. And only by having that Chochmah does the Eibishter's Chochmah become acute more. Chochmah min ha-Sichlos. Oyer min ha-Cheshach. Why are they called foolish? Because all of us know the difference. The what separates wisdom of holiness and wisdom of unholiness? The wisdom of Kedusha is bittle. And the Chachma Klipa says ego, arrogance, self-absorption, conceit. Gaiva is Klipa. The Kivan Shachachma the Klipa Mavia Leyeshus. Any time you learn Chochmas Chitzonius, Since the Eibishter is not a part of the wisdom will never humble you, it will always make you arrogant. And it says, Kol Gei Sheita, a Balgaiv is a fool. And Lefich HaNikah B'Shem Sichos. That's why it's called fool. You know why a Balgaiv is a fool? There is no greater enemy to intellectual growth than being a Balgaiv. Just like there is no greater friend of intellectual growth than humility and curiosity. There's no greater enemy to future intellectual growth than Balgaiv. Here you are, young kid, with a great mind, and you threw yourself into a chokhmah, and you studied it, and then you became a professor. That's when you stop learning. Why? Calls a man, you're not a big macher, you're humble, you grow, and you grow, and you compete, and you fight, and you want to find the truth, and you want to win the contest, and you want to make a discovery, you want to publish. Not me. Malach macham lochem. It's foolish to be a balgaive, because it undermines what the gaive is based on, which is the pursuit of knowledge. Chochma del yumaze will make you a balgaive for the simple reason that if there is no God and the wisdom, you will become God. What does it mean you will become God? You are the master of the knowledge. You're the owner of the chochma. At that point, the chochma dies in terms of growth. It's foolish. In chochma de gedusha, you become humble, because what does the chochma lead to? The more you know, the more humble you become before the source of the knowledge, is the Eibishter. It's simple and very logical. I saw there's an advantage in the Chochma of Teda, which is the Chochma of humility. When I learn other Chochma, it translates to Rebbe. When you take away the foolishness, in other words, you take all the Chochma chitzenius and you inject it with humility, but only if you mavared it. And the birur is the rejection of humility. What's the argument of the Rebbe? But it's not an empty choshech. It's a rich choshech. It's a full choshech. But it's choshech. When you're mavared, that choshech, the oil, the enemy, the eira teira, becomes even higher. And the Rebbe says, "Vezel when you need to ask Yisrei, which is why Yisrei has to concede." And as the Zayir says, "If not for Yisrei's concession, the Torah would not be given." Shenem arati yadati v'gemi. Yisrei avades kol avades arav shabeilam. Yisrei worshipped every single idol in the world. Shazeh when you need chacham the klipa, which made him the biggest chacham and the biggest klipa. By day haydaasei when chach Yisrei transcended all of that and made a concession. And all of this is Narishkeit. And the Emes of Chochmah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only was Yisrei elevated, but Nasa Yisrei B'Chochmah, the Gedusha, holiness becomes greater. Ube'edah Gedusha, the light becomes greater, because now you have the light of the darkness itself, of the godliness itself. I don't know if you people are aware of this, but there's a letter printed in Seder Adedis from Aristotle. And Aristeh wrote a letter to Alexander the Smugdun. Alexander the Great was his makabel, was his disciple. And Alexander Mugdim was a madman. He was a genius. And I say this to people, I think it's true. The single greatest influence in human history is Alexander Mugdim. He changed the world. We still feel his influence in a very, very real way. Yeah, the Eibishter, of course, used him. But he was a madman. He was a complete... He killed his closest friends because he was drunk. I mean, the man was absolutely insane. He died at 32. He never had a chance to grow up. Anyway, so Aristeh writes to Shimon, to this Alexander Smugdin. He says, I'm not afraid to write to you, because by the time you get this letter, I'll be in a box 6 feet under the ground, and you won't be able to hurt me. Because he understood that Alexander would be furious to hear this piece of news. What's the name geschrieben? That I met Jewish people, and I started to learn Chochmas Yisrael. And Reisi Ani, Shesh Chochmas Sichos. All of my writings, all of my tales, Al Shekev Chazor. And if I had the power, I'd go around the world and burn it and destroy it all, because Emes HaChochmah is by Yid. There's letters printed in Seder Adedis. So the Pashta Pshat is Aristotle in his old age, the way I'd like to say it, discovered humility. Aristotle was one of the greatest philosophers ever. His teacher was Paltai, Plato. We don't know that much about Plato. But Plato was humble. In other words, he was a real philosopher. Aristotle was a phony philosopher. He was a big gun, but because he got involved in Taivis and other Shtus and Bavolim, it discredited him, you understand? Aristeh, before he dropped dead, said, ah, you have to be humble. You have to live with chastity, edelkeit, purity. You know? But it was a little too late. Yeah? All of his chokhmah had already written. It was full of klipa. No God. But you could make the case that there was a yisrei and a cheshech. You know what I'm saying? Yisrei is coming to matan Torah meant chokhmah del yuma zeh said yes. In the end, it's about humility. It's about God. And not only was it mevarer yisrei, it adds to Torah. What does it add to Torah? The cheshech. The alakus of cheshech itself. The potato by itself does not possess. Obazeh yesh levayah. This explains six lines at the end of the paragraph. Mashaydei adas yisrei dafka on. When yisrei made this concession. Ho yagil the matan Torah could the Torah be given. In yagil the matan Torah, we already had the Torah from before. So the Hussein question became immediately, Ebazeh, what's the advantage of the gili of matan Torah? And the answer was, ho yimei b'chinas yashas cheshech yisrei. Then now we have the godliness of darkness. Which is a higher light. However, to access this higher light, and this higher light means the highest and highest and highest revelations until the godliness of darkness itself is not said dafka, they be rechesh, but transforming darkness. Yevishta hides the light, you see darkness. By elevating that darkness, you have a connection to the Yevishta himself. So Matan Torah gave us the highest lights. Matan Torah also gave us the godliness of darkness itself. But the fact that Matan Torah, in addition to giving us all of the highest lights, gave us the dark godliness of darkness itself is because Lamata de Wavara darkness bepashtas. Three lines from the bottom behind me, this means the kasher, ha'er ba min ha'cheshech ipshut. When light comes through the darkness, which means Shachesh ne'pach le'er, darkness is transformed into light, ha'idei zenasa yisen ba'er, the light shines and reveals the essence. In other words, Sham Shachosi min ha'cheshech is brought down from the darkness itself. The Bechi Nas Yoshes Cheshech Sisri, which is higher than it. So Matan Torah Kliyas Yamsuf was a Gili, the highest Madregas of Eidin Tzav, but it was also a Gili of Atzmus and Hus. But the Gili of Atzmus and Hus needs an Achiza. How do you have the invisible God? In Cheshech, in Finstenish. Yisrei was the Finstenish that by transforming him, not only you discover the light of Klipa, you discover the godliness of the Klipa itself. The Keir HaHelem, it says Nebasi Legani Maimit. So you want to know what Tzimtzum Rishon achieves. Tzimtzum Rishon, Tzimtzum and Bechlal achieve, they allow for the revelation of the Eibishter himself. But to get that, you need a representative darkness to elevate, to find the godliness of darkness itself, and that's why you have to have Klipa. Klipa's darkness down here. The Eibishter is darkness in truth. By dealing with the darkness of Klipa, it allows you to access the God darkness of the Eibishter himself. That's why Yisrei is a necessary prerequisite to Matan Torah. So there's two points now. Number one, we had the Torah from before, but it was the Torah of light. Matan Torah revealed Atzmus and Hus, the godliness of darkness. Number two, you cannot bring down to us the godliness of darkness without a darkness of your own and its transformation, which is what Yisrei represented. Good? So the Rebbe continues in Yuvan Gam Mashikos of Khan Kayan Midin Khesamation. So now the Rebbe goes back to the question. How do you call a person bitty bitty bad, bitty bitty good in the same sentence? Kayan Midin, bad. Khesamesha, greater than Mesha Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Shalom. You want to compliment him or insult him? Toich Khedib, you give him the greatest insult, and then you follow it up with the greatest compliment. Says the Rebbe, you don't understand. He had the greatest compliment because he was transforming the greatest insult. In these two ideas placed one next to one another, you see the idea of Yisrei Ne'er Min HaCheshech V'Chochma Nasichlus. Because Kayan Midyan and Ches and Mesh are opposite. Third line. Kayan Midyan circled is Bechinat Chochma de Klipa. Not only is Kayan Midyan Chochma de Klipa, it's a Chochma of Gaiven Yeshus. Midyan means Mother Mitzvah Gaiven. Ches and Mesh, five lines from the Torah, means Bittel. And specifically, Chosen, he translates Meloshon Chos Daraget, to go down from a higher level to a lower level. You know, the Maimon attaches Chosen Meisha, the one who brought Meisha down. Isn't that a beautiful pshat? Kayan Midyan means the essence of Klipa has been conceded to Lakos. Chosen Meisha, that by essence of Klipa conceded to Lakos, he made Meisha a person. He brought Meisha Rabbeinu down. Gvaldik. V'chosen Meisha Pirushe. The pshat in Chesed Meisha is she Yisrei Paul or Inyan the Yerida Ches Dager beInyan Shlomesh. By him bringing Koyen Midyan, Klipa and Gaiva, and revealing the dark, the godliness of that darkness and transforming it, he brings Moshe from a higher level to a lower level. What does it mean to bring Moshe higher level to a level? The same thing as Bit Lakzeda. High and low stop being conflicted and they're able to coexist. Because the Magal, the Alakus of Chesh Chesel. Shari Moshe, Mamutza, Ben Yisrael, Lakut Shabricho, Beis Ola Teirem. Moshe stands between Yidin and the Eber, Yidin and the Teirem. Ach Moshe Mitzad Atzmei, In Yonihu, Lamaila, Maila, turn the page. Moshe by himself, page, page, Tzadik now is out of sight. Kamesh Yikos Vina Mai, Moshe, see you, and so forth. Okadei, Shem Moshe, Bechin is Chesh Darged, bringing Moshe Rabbeinu down, was like the Yisrei. Like it says in Medrash, that Oid B'Yesei B'Midjan, while he was still in Midian, Bittel the Savei Dezara. Yisrael broke the Avei Dezara also in Midian. Vizani Fadei Meshe, Meshe brought Yisrael to break the Avei Dezara. Then the day, Meshe Yuchel Lifleitzel Yitzrei, in order for Meshe Rabbein to influence Yisrael, to transform Avei Dezara darkness into Gdusha, Hoya Tzarech Liyiz B'Meshe B'chein Es Chayz Dargen, Meshe had to go down a level to be related to Yisrael to break the Klip. Achakach Paul Zeb B'Meshe Gam, this affected Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only was able to influence Yisrei to be transformed from Klip and Gdusha, but to Yevamutza de Matan Teira. First, Yisrei himself, through the help of Moshe Rabbeinu, was transformed from darkness into light by Yisrei being a Mamutza. Now, Mashakei and Midian, the epitome of evil, Nepach Kanli is Chesed Moshe. Not only does he represent something positive, but Faket, so positive that he causes, or he allows, or he inspires, and makes possible that Moshe Rabbeinu should descend from a higher level to a lower level, because that's what Choshech does. Since the darkness is Magala Atzmus Hus, the Atzmus Hus, which is revealed in this situation of darkness, can bring even Moshe Rabbeinu from a higher level to a lower level to give us the Torah. So every word in the Pasuk stimmed. You need Yisrei, you need Chayin Midya, you need Chayin and Moshe, Talagut Tazach. And the Rebbe continues and he says, V'zeh Oga Mashapirish Rashi Mashmosh HaMubakri Yisyamsu. One of the details that Yisrei heard that motivates him is Kriyas Yamsov, and everyone wants to understand why. Ki Gaminyan, second line Gaminyan, Kriyas Yamsov Techni, who was Kriyas Yamsov, Kriyas Ubekiyas Kalatsum Sumim, it tears and it breaks all the contractions. And he says, Til Tzim Tzimarish, all the concealments, all the Malchiyas, all the screens are removed. Kriyas Yamsov doesn't only remove the physical screen, but every Madregan Seydish Tashas was opened up and revealed that Muslim Hus. Four lines from the end of the paragraph. The gam beklos haishtalshlus throughout haishtalshlus shaznif kukal tzimtzumim v'amaseichem v'apasoy tzimtzum at that point removed all the lamas vested gam elu shalamaylam anat tzimtzum even those contracted which are before the first tzimtzum the gam lamaylam chinaseichav lamaylam adin ketiv tainerin sof. In other words, you remove the light, you remove the light which is not removed until you remove everything, until you have the revelation of darkness itself. Vizeh, and all these removals, which reveals the godliness of darkness, the godliness of concealment. Paul Gamba Yeshe Fakisi, Chokhma de Klippa, Shutaka Sayeshe Samayla Mamasta Gamuna Fakhlevichol. It's a bit tricky, I'll tell you why. Because Kriyas Yamsa means revealing light. You take away the screen, you see light. Says the Rebbe, that's the beginning of Kriyas Yamsa. You take away the screens, you see light, you see a higher light, you see a higher light, and a higher light, higher light. Somehow, in spite of all those lights, you get to meet the Eibishter himself. It's a bit contradictory here, because the whole point is when you take the light away, you meet the Eibishter. Kiyas Yamsa, if you take away the Tzimtzum, you meet the Eibishter. And let's make believe we don't know the answer, because we talking don't know the answer. So we can leave it alone at the moment. But the bottom line is Kiyas Yamsa was not only by revealing higher light, but revealing the light of darkness itself. And the prerequisite to that was Yisrei. But Yishma Yisrei heard Kiyas Yamsa. What does it mean, Yisrei Kiyas Yamsa? He discovered the godliness of darkness, found for himself a place amongst Yidden, and he showed up. What's his place? The Isi Anish as Yisrael Lechachom and Asichlos Kisrael Menachesh. Next paragraph says the Rebbe of Inyan Apratim Amenuim Kavish Meir, says all of the details. Then it says Vayishma Yisrael Eith Kolash Asav Yem Ketiv Yem Fire Ba Mai Misham. The Rebbe of Shabbos explains that there's four levels. Eid is Kem Levushim and Necholos, and there's four things. There's Kiyas Yamsuf Asal Kilim Eishel Yisrael Heitiv Eishel Mim Mitzrayim. There's four in Yonim. And all four in Yonim are accommodated by what happened when Yidden left Mitzrayim, which is that's how they came. Last paragraph on the page, Vihine. Ha-Tera hi Nitzchis. Tera is eternal. V'ach yesh n'imat n'tera b'chol yeyim v'yim. Every day we get the Tera, which means every day there is a darkness that allows us to meet Atzmus Hus. O'kabavu, ebelukut Tera, it says in Chesidus Kemayim, and another Gemara says, Ma'la ha'alveim v'yid resim z'yav kanchol. When Yidden received the Tera, it was awe and fear and trembling. we too experience awe and fear and trembling. Right now, in the darkness, the revelation of Atzmus Muhus. Right now, the godliness of darkness we do not see, is going to be revealed. Will be revealed fully full understanding for intellectual reach. Like it says in the pasuk, the glory of Kveda Vaya will be revealed. All flesh will see Yachtav as one key pi, Havaya Dibe. Let the Pi Hashem is speaking. In Cheshech is Yatzos Amos. And to tie it into Chabei Shvat, the Rebbe spoke to Sicha Taka Yisrei, Toshin and Beis, 21 years ago. It's the 25th yard site of the Rebbe. It's mind boggling. 25 years. But that was the 4th yard site. And the Rebbe spoke about the number 10 and 11 and 22, if you remember. And the Nekuda was 10 represents revelation. 11 represents the godliness of darkness. 22 is a double darkness. And in the double darkness of Atzmus Samhus. And he connected it to the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe's physical life, which is revelation. How the Friedrich's life continues when the Rebbetzin was alive, which is a darkness. And how the Rebbetzin is even more alive. The Rebbetzin is even more alive after the Rebbetzin passes away. It's the darkness within darkness. That's the number 22, which is Megala Atzmus Samhus. But the Rebbe says now it's Behelah, Mashiach, Kamazayim, Begilui.